We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Nick Kale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
30 minutes to go here on a Saturday before we hand it off to Bama and the Aggies on a Saturday evening from Kyle Field. Braves tack one on against the Brewers. They now lead 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Surprise, surprise, Austin Riley home run to center field as Atlanta takes a 3-0 lead. As Ryan Spader said about 40 minutes ago when we had him on to talk some Braves and some baseball, you can make the case not only was Austin Riley the MVP of the Braves, he might have been the MVP of the National League. That's how good of a year he has had, and he's done it yet again. Braves 3, Brewers nothing. Max Fried pitching a gem. We'll get to the bullpen, I would assume, soon. And then we get ready for the Will Smith experience in the ninth inning in October. Get your Tums ready, baby. Get your Mylanta ready. Going to be a little heartburn. I can feel it. But that's what makes October so exciting. All right, so I want to get to a couple of coaches in the NFL, and we'll do that coming up in a few minutes. But I do want to spend about 5 or 6 minutes here on Matt Ryan from the standpoint of he had two interesting things to say on a national radio show this week. But also, the reason I want to play these audio clips for you is because we had some silly absurdity coming out on Twitter last Sunday from guys that don't have any sources. And I just love when guys in other markets covering a certain team actually have the temerity to go on social media and put out bogus stuff that they don't have any connection to and they don't have any sources for. The first one was from a guy named, I think his name is Tom, but he loves this. I love when these guys spell their name T-H-O-M, like Thumb. Thumb Lovero. I don't know who Thumb Lovero is, but apparently he's a football or a sports writer for the Washington Times. Not the Washington Post, but the Washington Times. And he looks like he's got a decent following, about 17,000 Twitter followers. And I love these tweets. Hearing that Matt Ryan wants out of Atlanta. He wants a Matthew Stafford offseason. Actually, he spelled Stafford wrong, and he said it Matthew Stanford, like as in the Pac-12 school. So I don't know. Maybe Matt Ryan does want to be like Matthew Stanford. But I don't know who the hell Matthew Stanford is. So there's bogus tweet number one. Because, again, you know, the Falcons were playing the Washington football team last week. And then I got a guy on Twitter with a blue check mark and 900 followers. Because for some reason, Twitter felt they needed to verify a guy with 900 followers. His name is Cam Marino. Now, I don't know if this is Dan Marino's son or not. But on Twitter, at Marino NFL, scoop on the Matt Ryan wanting out rumor. I was told by a source that it seems as if a Julio-like preemptive strike is likely to go down with Matt Ryan. Can we stop the nonsense? I mean, seriously. Maybe I shouldn't even spend the airtime on it, but I just want to eviscerate morons that actually have the guts to go on Twitter. And apparently this Cam Marino guy, I don't even know who he works for. Just says he's a mobile quarterback and he's a sports journalist. It's just ridiculous. But anywho, Matt Ryan on the Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio, talking about how much he feels like he has left in the tank.
Yeah, it's a good time to play quarterback, right? Like careers have definitely gotten longer, but I feel good, you know, and as long as that's the case, you know, I'd like to play, you know, as long as I feel good and feel like I'm playing well. And, you know, putting a number on it, I have no idea. But because I know, you know, in this league, things can change really quickly. But if I continue to feel like this, play like this, I feel like I can play for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think Matt probably has another 2 years in him. We had Mark Melusis on from WFAN in the first hour of the show, and he said it's a lot, and I've been saying this for a while. I don't feel like Matt is at the point where Eli Manning was, where he was physically done. Nor do I think he's at the point where Ben Roethlisberger is done. Like, Ben Roethlisberger was done last year. If you've watched Roethlisberger this year, I mean, he's cooked. He is a well-done burnt steak. It is tough, and you don't want to eat it. Throw it in the trash. Matt's not at that point yet. It feels to me, and again, I think Matt's spot on when he just said right there, things can change. I mean, you could lose it like that. But right now, probably feels like he's got about 2 more years left in him. But does he want to finish his career in Atlanta? Here's the Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. That's what, you know, I would love to do. I obviously know that, you know, there are no guarantees, you know, in how things shake out. I know that people move, but yeah, I'd love to be here my entire career.
Feels to me that it's more likely that Matt Ryan finishes his career with the Falcons like Eli Manning did with the Giants, like Ben Roethlisberger will with the Pittsburgh Steelers, as opposed to Tom Brady, who went to Tampa, Peyton Manning, who went to Denver, Phillip Rivers, who went to Indianapolis. That to me, like, if you're telling me which way are we going to go here, does Matt finish his career with the Falcons or does he finish up elsewhere? I think he finishes up here. And that gets me to a couple of head coaches. I'm going to defend one to an extent, and then I'm just going to crush the other one. And I don't really like either one of them. But let me start with Urban Meyer. And I know the story is about 6 days old now, but my first time to talk about it since last weekend. So here's the thing. I'm not an Urban Meyer fan. I think he's a great coach, college coach. I think he's doomed to fail in the NFL, and I'm not shocked at all he's 0-4. In fact, the only reason he took this job was because of Trevor Lawrence, generational quarterback, who has not played well at all this year as a rookie. But I don't like Urban Meyer, and he got away with a lot at Florida because Tim Tebow covered up a lot at Florida. Tebow was the ultimate elixir for all the stench going on behind the scenes in Gainesville. And then when Urban Meyer burned out, had the headache thing, and I know people like to take shots at Urban Meyer for the health and the headaches. I mean, if he's really got a health issue, I'm not going to take a shot at him for that. But I think he also saw the writing on the wall that Nick Saban was getting ready to go on a run, and he was going to go elsewhere. So then he goes to Ohio State, and he makes more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Judgment issues and more judgment failures at Ohio State. Most notably with Zach Smith, the receiver coach, who Urban Meyer basically covered up domestic violence for because one of his coaches was basically beating his wife. Urban Meyer has made a lot of mistakes where he lies, gets caught in lies, and then tries to wiggle out the back door. It's a little bit of a snake. I don't think he's a real bad person, like to the umpteenth degree. But Urban, if it comes down to morality or wins, Urban Meyer is going to take wins over doing the right thing. But the whole thing this past week with him and the female at the bar. Look, is it morally wrong to do what you did when you're married? Yes. But I would say this, and I'm not defending his actions at all. We live in this world where we see a picture on Twitter or a 20-second video clip, and we never really get the full context. We never get the, you know, this whole thing at the bar with the lady kind of grinding up on him and Urban Meyer kind of had his hands in a spot, whatever. I mean, there could have been a 20-minute situation there. We see 20 seconds or we see a photo and everybody runs and rushes to judgment, fire Urban Meyer. Now, I mean, if his wife wants to fire him, she has every right, right? Because he's married. But I don't know that what Urban Meyer did reaches the level of termination as a head coach in the NFL. Now, you can say, bye week, should have flew back with your team. You're an NFL coach, can't be in that situation. I get all that. But I think it's because of his track record, because we all know he's going to fail, and because he's 0-4, that we say the Jaguars should just fire Urban Meyer. I don't know that the conduct reached the level of being fired. Now let me get to Jon Gruden, who I think should be fired. Will he? Probably not. But I think he should. And I think he should be fired sooner rather than later for what he said, which I'll tell you in a minute. And I think he should be fired now, because if you wait till it gets too hot and you wait to the point where, well, we have no other course of action but to fire the guy, I kind of lose a little respect for you because you're just caving to public pressure. So apparently, when Jon Gruden was out of the NFL from a coaching standpoint and was working for ESPN, this came out last night, and it's not a good look for Jon Gruden. He basically said in an email, wrote on July 2nd, 2011, to then Washington football team general manager Bruce Allen. And he's referring to Demoris Smith, the head of the NFL Players Association, who is African-American. He says, quote, now his name is Demoris, quote, Demoris Smith has lips the size of Michelin tires. I'm sorry, but Jon Gruden should be fired. I get it. Raiders off to a good start. Derek Carr, I don't care. Jon Gruden apparently reportedly could face disciplinary action from the NFL for his 2011 email. Now then, you got all the questions and the legal stuff. Well, can they terminate him? He wasn't an NFL employee. He worked for ESPN. He wasn't a head coach. It was 10 years ago. It was an email. And then you got people on Twitter. Well, it was, you know, maybe racially insensitive. Like, are we really going to split hairs? If you don't think that is a racist comment, then that's on you. And you're wrong. Don't qualify it by racially insensitive. No, it's racist. Jon Gruden should be fired. Now, I don't know that Al Davis's son will do it. I would respect him if he did. I would have less respect if he had to wait. And I don't know if this thing's going to go away or if it's going to gain momentum. But if you do it like 3 weeks from now or 3 months from now, if the story doesn't go away, then I lose a little bit of respect because you waited until basically the whole world came out with pitchforks and forced you to do it. Hands down, bottom line. And I'm not even going to read the comment again. I read it once. You can find it. You have the internet. It is racist. It's not racially insensitive. Don't make it an 8 out of 10 on the offensive scale. No, it's a 10 out of 10. It's a 10 out of 10. And I've never liked Jon Gruden. I've always thought he was overrated. He won a Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's guys. All those years in the Monday night booth, college football teams, are they going to hire Jon Gruden? USC has an opening. Tennessee has an opening. Hire Gruden. I'm like, why? Why? Because he says spider 2, why banana on TV? I just don't like the shtick. Never bought it. He's a solid to average coach, maybe even a little bit above average. But Jon Gruden, in my world, you'd be gone. But I don't own an NFL team, so that's that. All right, 404-741-0929. I think Gruden's actions far worse than Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, morally wife, I get it. Firing him for it? Yeah, I don't think I'd go that far. All right, we'll come back. We are going to go far because we've got picks, and I feel so good about them. Try to make you some money next.
Back with more Nick Cale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes right here on 92.9 The Game, it is Alabama and Texas A&M. A little college football for you. Penn State leading Iowa 20-16. Hawkeyes getting the ball back about 6 minutes to go, down four. Battle of two top five undefeated teams in the Big Ten. And they are heading, literally, in the commercial right now, heading to the bottom of the seventh inning in Milwaukee. Braves 3, Brewers nothing. Tensions building. Snicker haters grabbing their smartphone, firing up social media. Will Max Fried come out for the seventh inning, or will the Braves go to the bullpen? Max Fried, 6 innings, 3 hits, no walks, 9 strikeouts on a convenient and conventional, economical 81 pitches. Will he go to the bullpen? Up 3. And will it backfire on him? So everybody with 57 followers and an egg for an avatar can come out of the woodwork and criticize Brian Snicker. We will see. The drama builds. But in the meantime, let's make some money, a little picks in the National Football League and in college football against the spread. It is time for another edition of Nick's Picks. Now, in the NFL, we were scorching hot the first 2 weeks, 7-3, 70%, 7 down out of 10. And we've cooled off the last 2 weeks, coming closer to even money. But it is time to get back on track. And I think we will. But I'm going to give you a couple of college football games first that I really like, and they are coming up in a matter of minutes. Kentucky and LSU. Kentucky, a 3.5-point favorite against LSU. The Kentucky Wildcats, undefeated. And we will actually break into baseball right here. Luke Jackson is in, folks. The bottom of the seventh. Snicker has gone to the bullpen. For all of you Snicker haters out there. Why didn't he do it last night? Well, he did it tonight. We'll see if it pans out. But back to the picks. Kentucky, -3.5 against LSU. It is over for Ed Orgeron. This is not 2019. The Tigers are struggling. And they're going to be without Derek Stingley, who could very well be a top three pick in the NFL draft. Kentucky doesn't have a quarterback, and it won't matter. The Cats, -3.5, remain unbeaten, 1 of 3 in the SEC. Give me Kentucky -3.5 over LSU. And then in about 5 minutes, about 7 minutes, now you know what, make it 14 minutes because it's on NBC, and Notre Dame games always kick off 20 minutes after they come on the air. But Notre Dame is playing Virginia Tech. And Notre Dame had everything to play for last week against Cincinnati. And they lost at home to the G5 Bearcats. I smell emotional letdown for the Irish. Virginia Tech, a 1.5-point home underdog. If my sniffer is correct, Notre Dame doesn't show up tonight. Deflated. Knowing they will not make the college football playoff with a loss to Cincinnati. They will lose tonight to the Hokies. Give me Virginia Tech +1.5 for the outright win. And now we get to the NFL, where they play for pay. And I'm going to start with the game that we all care about tomorrow morning in London. In fact, I'm going to give you two picks. I'm going to give you a pick against the spread, and it will coincide with who wins this game. The Falcons are a 3.5-point favorite. It has now come down to about 2.5 or 3, depending on where you shop. I like the Jets, and I took the Jets earlier this week getting 3.5. But they will not win the game. The Atlanta Falcons 20, the New York Jets 19. Atlanta 20, New York 19. Falcons get it done. They win by a point. They get to 2-3. Jets cover the 3.5 points, though. Pick number two. The Denver Broncos have a banged-up Teddy Bridgewater coming off of a concussion. And their backup option, if he's not able to go or if he goes down again, is Drew Lock. I think the Steelers are pretty much finished. They will not go anywhere with that offensive line and with Ben Roethlisberger being as done as he is. But they will still find a way to win against the Denver Broncos with that defense. I will lay the 1.5. Give me Pittsburgh -1.5. And if they don't cover, I'm never betting against the Steelers again this year. They will go on the DNB list. Do not bet. Steelers -1.5. Desperate for a win. And then I'm going to go, and I'm going to stick to the emotional theme. The Houston Texans are getting 8.5 points against the New England Patriots. Davis Mills stinks. Mac Jones is pretty good. But the Patriots were emotionally invested for last week's return of Tom Brady. I smell letdown. I don't think the Patriots lose on the road to Houston. But I don't think they cover 8.5, nor should they be favored by 8.5. Give me the Houston Texans plus the 8.5. Trap game for the Patriots. Emotional letdown comeback to earth after doing a pretty good job against Tom Brady last week. Texans plus 8.5. And then I'll go to Sunday Night Football, and I get Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. I probably will watch that game in my birthday suit because I love elite quarterbacks. And I love Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's saying the Bills are the best team in the NFL. Get through Kansas City, and then I'll believe it. Chiefs -2.5 at home. They'll win by a field goal, and you'll get a cover. Lay the 2.5 with Kansas City. And then tonight, at probably 11:45 Eastern, Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, #3. Wilder, up to 238 pounds, according to HBO aficionado Showtime expert Sean Thompson. Is that too heavy for Wilder? I don't know that it is. But he's probably not going to wear that outfit thing he wore last time that fatigued him by the time he got to the ring. And the Bronze Bomber has pride. He will bounce back. And you're getting +235 money on Deontay Wilder. We saw the first fight, and then we saw Fury win in the second fight. I'm taking Deontay Wilder to get redemption against Tyson Fury tonight. You put 100 on him. If he wins, you get 235 back. Give me Deontay Wilder for the win tonight, which will set up potentially the final chapter, the fourth and final chapter, because it would technically be, I think, what, 1-1-1? Because I think the first fight was a draw or a split decision or something. It certainly wasn't decisive. Maybe we'll see him for a fourth time. But give me Deontay Wilder over Tyson Fury. So there you have it, guys. Kentucky -3.5, Virginia Tech +1.5, the Jets +3.5, the Steelers -1.5, the Texans +8.5, the Chiefs -2.5, and the Bronze Bomber to get it done in Sin City. And that's going to do it for the picks. All right, so the Braves, they are up 3-0, bottom of the seventh. Luke Jackson already with two outs. Looks like it's going to pan out for Brian Snicker. So Twitter will not fire him tonight. And Penn State has just given up the lead. Iowa now ahead, 23-20. Good finish on Fox if you want to catch that. If you want to stay here with us, that's a good idea as well. Because coming up next, Alabama and Nick Saban head to College Station to take on Jimbo Fisher and the Texas A&M Aggies. Can Nick Saban remain undefeated against former assistant coaches? My guess is yes, but we'll find out in about 3.5 hours. Take care. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.